You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Angler U, the Belleville Meat Market, the CCA Star Tournament, and Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. All right, weather, Galveston, it's 84 down on the island this morning. A little breezy. Sun and clouds mixed. A stray shower, thunderstorm is possible with a high of 88. Winds will be south-southeast 10 to 20. Tonight, pretty much the same. Few clouds, low of 83. South-southeast 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, sunshine along with some cloudy intervals. High of 89, south-southeast 15 to 25. So, I'm telling you, folks, it's a broken record. All right, look at it. Tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have four of them. We had a high occur at 1:54 a.m., a 1.1. We have a low coming up at 5:52 a.m., a 1.0. A high at 11:07 a.m., a 1.2. And then a low tonight at 7:01 p.m., a negative 0.2. Sunrise is 6:20 a.m., sunset 8:22 p.m. Moon phase right now, 39%, coming off that full moon. And looking at current conditions, right now the buoy offshore east of Galveston showing a south wind at 18 to 20. Water temps 85, air temperature 84, pretty much the same inland. Eagle Point showing 84 degrees with 85.8 degree water, south wind at 11 to 14. And up at Morgan's Point, it's 83 degrees with 85 degree water, a south wind at 6 to 11. I don't know, that's kind of calm. It's a little breezier than that sitting here where I'm at, and I'm not that far from Morgan's Point. But anyway, all right, getting to it, we do every hour. We give you a star tournament, the CCA Texas Star Tournament update. Looks like Texas Ford Dealer Red Tag Division, Gary Mershon of Houston, he's a confirmed red tag winner. Blue tag winner right now confirmed is Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson. And then looking at our Sheephead Division on our regular starboard, Enrique Rangel of Houston, he's leading with a 9-pound, 9-ounce sheephead. Gaff top is a 6-pound, 1-ounce, caught by Justin Morrison of Lumberton. And Big Black Drum right now is 11 pounds, 10 ounces, caught by Sue Lee of League City. The only offshore fish on the board right now is a ling, 56 pounds, 15 ounces. Danielle Grunewald of Freeport caught that one. And looking at the Star Kids, Sheephead, leading Sheephead, 6'3". Caroline Cunicky, 9-year-old of Mission, Texas. Gaff top is Cohen Fackney, a 5-pound, 10-ounce gaff top of Corpus Christi. And looking at Sheephead and the Star Teens, Levi Claiborne, an 11-year-old of Pearland, has a 9.0, and gaff top, 5 pounds, 10 ounces, caught by Hunter Morrison, 14, of Lumberton. So that's your Star Tournament leaderboard update. Now let's go to the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area and see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Glenn. How's it going?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Doing okay over here, buddy. Thank you. Doing all right. Doing all right, man.
Well,
hey, plenty of room for man. Those some big old sheephead.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I don't know if I've ever seen a 9-pound sheephead. That's a huge
one. As wide as it is long, you know, they're big.
Oh, that's a monster. That's a monster. We got south winds pumping about 15 miles an hour down here in Surfside this morning. She's blown south. It's due south again this morning.
Yeah.
Last couple of days, 3 days, matter of fact, it's been south wind down here. And I've been out trying to conduct a little fishing business, but the fish didn't want to cooperate the last couple of days. It was really, really tough, man.
Right.
It was fun. Now, the trips I had was fun, but we gave it everything we had. I guess we did. I don't know. Our tides are so low right now, early and starting
off. Yeah,
they're
low in the mornings, aren't they? Sure are.
They are, and it takes forever, all day long. It seems like it comes in a little bit, but then it goes out again all afternoon. Mm-hmm. So we're on a negative low tide right now, and just can't get some water. Our reefs are sticking out of the water, and I believe that's really, I think, the fish left with the tides. They're not even in the area. The last couple of days, I fished pretty hard with two different groups and just barely scratched out, you know, some keepers. I mean, where'd our keeper redfish go? Where'd our keeper trout go? They're hiding somewhere, but they're not in this old dirty water we have over here, man. It's nasty.
Yeah, is your water pretty off over there?
Oh, it's just way off. It's salty. You know, I did take a little few samples here and there. It's plenty salty.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, let's see. I'm not even going to, I was going to tell you, we made another trip to San Luis Pass on Tuesday. Melinda and I took our little bag and our pocket knife and cut all the crab streams and stuff off the piers that people just leave behind. And I pulled up three or four strings that had been, they still had the chicken bones on there, and they had been down in the mud for probably a month, and they're black. Man,
I bet that was nasty.
Nasty, but somebody's got to do it, man. They ain't, folks, please clean up after yourself. I mean, as far as
your
string.
That ain't going to happen. You can preach
well,
to your blue in the face, man, and I've witnessed.
I just had to throw that out there. Could you please help folks? Just pick up after yourself. Oh Lord! But anyway, yesterday, okay, I had Adam. Oh no, Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. I had Adam and his son Ramsey with their two friends, Nick and Josh. So four folks on the boat, and I was trying to find a corner to hide in, but. No, man, I worked on them. I kept them busy, and I went through the motions and stuff. But we all on Wednesday, all we came in was one 24-inch red and 18-inch trout. They had a couple of sand trout, and they had about, I guess, 10 or 15 medium-sized croakers. And I went ahead and put a fillet on those, too, so where they could get
a little.
Well,
that's good to hear some sizable croakers showing up.
there, I was very surprised too that we had that many, but man, that was all that was biting that day, just about.
What's the deal with the sand trout, man? It used to be, well, that was, having a slow spec day, you could always box some decent sand trout for, for fillet table purposes.
Yeah, right. Those are good table fare, and we put them in the box when we can, but sure have been skimped so far.
Yeah, it has. I used to catch a lot of them on soft plastic, when I was trout fishing and red fishing. You catch a lot of sand trout.
Yesterday much. I had Roland and his grandson, Riley. Riley's 15 years old, and they fished hard, man. We went out and went around the complex, buddy, and we didn't come in. We came in with one sand trout, some croakers, and other than a few small reds and a few small trout, we just couldn't get them going.
Yeah.
And I mean, and they kept saying, "Don't worry about it. We're having a great time. We're having a great time." But I'm not having a great time.
I mean,
we're not catching
fish. Disheartening for a gad, when that happens. There's nothing you can do about it.
You try to go along with it, but really deep down inside, man, you want them to catch them, But anyway, our conditions with south wind, we've been under rip current warnings all week. Mm-hmm. That's another deal with that wind blowing horizontal along the coast. They several times this week I got rip current warnings on my telephone, so be careful if you're going out to that gulf. I looked down towards the jetties yesterday and had a pretty good little pocket of so-so water down on the gulf side of the jetties, on the gulf side of the Freeport jetties. It was a decent little pocket, but waves crashing in and stuff, man. Wind blowing sideways. Well, that's another deal with that south wind. It's hard to line up on the structure that we fish around and stuff down here. Our oyster reefs and sandbars, and it's everything runs from west to east. And when we have that south wind blowing sideways, it's just tough to get a feel for it. But anyway, everybody did good, and I fished them hard, man. And come out with just a skimpy little old stringer. That's all I can tell you. But we were trying.
What are you throwing right now? Are you doing?
They're wanting
popping cork and shrimp.
Yes, sir. We're doing the old popping cork things. And matter of fact, my sponsor, Midcoast Products, had just got a new cork in, and I got me four dozen of those babies. And I'll be sharing them with my customers and stuff. And anyway, they're loud, rattling son of a guns. And that's what we were doing. And those white caps, man, and chocolate milk white caps, get out there and just start rattling those corks. And sometimes, it's been working real, real good. And it just, it's like the fish got out of the area. These shallow bays right here, when that water gets a certain temperature in the summer, those fish evacuate here and they head on down to their cooler haunts or whatever, wherever they go. But they don't hang around here. The last couple of days, it's just like, nope, I need to get my stuff and head on to deeper water for the rest of the summer, because that's the way these bays get. It gets where the fish just desert the area, whatever. I kind of got a feeling that's what's going on right now. Plus, you're not finding any decent water to fish in, any far as clarity or anything
help.
Like that. That would help tremendously.
Well, the water temps everywhere at least 85 degrees or better right now. I'm sure the flats are even warmer than that. So,
and I didn't even have a time to take the water temperature the last couple of days. I didn't even look at my depth finder. Just busy. But anyway, I knew it was somewhere in the mid-80s or whatever, so she's getting on up there.
Yeah, summer doldrums are settling in, and the wind is not laying, making it easier on everybody where they can get out deep and
over deeper
structure.
No, it's been an off year.
Yeah,
it's really been an off year.
It's been good for some, bad for others, just kind of year it's been.
Yep. I've had some good days, and I've had my last couple of days.
Well, it happens.
Get my butt handed to me.
Thing about slumps, Lynn, is coming out of them, buddy.
Yes, sir.
That's about all that, I got, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, if somebody wants to call you about coming over and hooking up with you, how do they get a hold of you, Glenn? Give them a number.
Yes, sir. They can always reach me at 713-208-0683. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Good luck with your fishing, and be careful out there. We'll talk to you later.
See you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding their library of videos to cover all topics and their archive. That way you can see patterns over time. Educational videos with instructional topics. They cover all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com, and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:18 here in the Bayou City. Now let's run up to Fayette County Reservoir and let's check in with Mr. Bob Green, see what's going on with the old largemouth bass up there. Bob, good morning. What's up, man?
Well, good morning. Just trying to beat the heat. How about you?
Same here. It's all good.
I tell you what, there's no beating it. I tell you, by 10 or 11 o'clock, it's just, you know, although yesterday we had enough breeze that it wasn't like Monday or Tuesday when we were fishing in white capping and foot and a half waves or anything like that. Boy, a lot of people showed up yesterday. I guess we were going to have a nice day, and it was, and big fish bit and plenty of them, and unlike one of the other days in the middle of the week, you could see fish, but she couldn't buy a bite, it seemed like.
Right.
So, anyway, it balances out. But yesterday, I mean, it was just, you may catch a little 8-inch fish, and then next thing you know, you got near to 6-pound fish on the line. It just keep on and hang on is what it amounted to. But our arsenal yesterday was brush hog with a dip tail. Everything seemed to have want that little garlic dip or that chartreuse garlic, what I use, spike it.
Right, chartreuse.
And and of course the worm of the day was a finesse water red bug with a dip tail. And you know, you wouldn't think it would dye that tail that much until you set it off in the water, and then you could see it really well. And they only wanted about an inch or so of it dipped down there. But, you know, I kept using, you know, all the other stuff, like the Yum Dinger 4-inch with a little bit of dip in the tail, and they wouldn't touch it. And then through the other one just to be throwing something different. Sure enough, it was strictly, you know, red bug yesterday. So, and on a Carolina rig with about a 24-inch leader, something like that, the longer leader better than the shorter leader seemed to work better.
Right.
You know, moving around, giving a little more action to it. But we're still starting off early, and most of the people that get there are starting off early, running some kind of crankbait or dipless crankbait, and yesterday one of the guys used the chatterbait. You know, he was catching just as many fish on a chatterbait as you were on a rattle trap and getting hung up less in grass and with the chatterbait. So it was just one of those days yesterday that was, you know, you didn't have to work quite as hard to get a fish to bite. Water temperature was 94, something like that, 93.
Right.
Pretty warm. And our water's up good. There's no problem with, you know, the water in the lake, but there is problems with a lot of this grass and this other whatever it is. It's kind of like a snot grass. Not kind of like what it used to be where we just pull in a big gob of black junk.
Mm-hmm.
It's something else. It's hard to describe. I mean, it's kind of a gooey looking grass of some kind. But anyway, the only thing you can work through that stuff over there is a frog. And I've worked a frog through there a few times and I've yet to have a bite on it. So we'll just have to deal with that the rest of the summer. Each summer is either going to make it, you know, bloom more or maybe it'll kill it down. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, it was, that's pretty much, you know, early, 2 to 4 feet. If you can, you know, get them chasing shad and still hanging some shad on a treble hook, coming through there. So, I mean, if you got shad in there, you're going to have some fish in there in the morning time. And then after that, them suckers move out to 18 feet from anywhere from 12 to 20 feet.
Right.
And just work either the Carolina rig or Shaky Head or something like that. It's really only, as far as big fish yesterday, we went anywhere from, well, to me, 6 pound fish is pretty big fish this time of year. But I don't know, we had, I don't know how many fish we had, but we were trying to keep up with them with the clicker and also the pounds, trying to put together what five mm-hmm. fish would have weighed. But I know three fish is right at five, and several fours that you didn't even have to bother to weigh those to know how big they were. But it would have put together. I was going to send you some pictures of it. I couldn't decide which one to send you. By then, I had already went to sleep and think, no, you're probably in bed yourself and be getting up and starting to show
it. Boy, keeping me up late with these West Coast games, man.
I don't think I've watched one this year. I heard it started out slow, but they're – is it getting slow again? I've just never – hadn't been
– No, they're doing good. What we got to work with, everybody's hurt. Hey, it's pretty gall darn fun to watch, wasn't last night. They had another walk-off win, but, man, that's Oakland. We've always had – unless we score a ton of runs, we always end up kind of fading off at the end of a game. We did last night. That's all right. We're doing really good for what we got to work with.
Well, it's I didn't know if you remembered. I wouldn't be here next week, and I just wanted to remind you.
That's what you were telling me. I marked it on my book, man.
We're going to go to Branson. I like watching them shows and different stuff like that. And it's just
y'all do that every year, huh?
No, it's been several years since we've even went off.
I thought you do that every year. Well, maybe it's going to Louisiana gambling or something.
You go. That one-armed bandits were, Well, that's all right. Going to stop in Bossier City, Louisiana at one of the places and spend the night and then head out the rest of the way the next morning and plan on it, doing it that way. So, of course, just... day before yesterday, the car we were going to take to over there and drive was the daggum thing said it wouldn't let you out of park, but yet the vehicle was in park. It was telling you, no, you're not in park. And then you'd beat and honk the horn. I'm thinking, you got to be kidding. So they're fixing it this morning. It's in the shop, so we'll get it back.
Boy. It's always something.
I thought I was going to have to drive that and with 150,000 miles on it. It'd get there, but it would get there. I wouldn't worry about it. fishing's really, for as hot as it is and as quick as it got so doggone hot, fishing's been good. I mean, you'll have one of them days when it just don't come around, and no matter what you do, we sit on those fish and you'd see those fish and you'd put a drop shot on them. You'd put a just anything, jig a spoon in it, do a drop shot in it, and they just wouldn't bite. And then when that water calmed down where you could fish, and, there they are, like yesterday. We're getting into them hot days. I mean, it's gonna slow down some, but you're still gonna find some of them pockets of fish where they're stacked. Jig a spoon on them. I know summertime, a lot of times we just find a bunch of them in one spot and just sit there. You may jig a spoon on them, catch three or four fish, and then go to your next favorite spot and catch a couple of fish, and then you may hit the honey hole.
John Littleton over at Lake Houston, he went up your way this past week, and they had a really good trip, him and his brother. They caught some really nice bass. He sent me some pictures of them. Pretty fish, man.
I tell you, they're in good shape. They're not all beat up. They're just solid fish. I mean, you hook on. We had a couple of fish yesterday. They swore they were hung on the bottom, stuck on a rock.
Stumps.
No, got a little head shifting going on there.
Yeah, so. Look at that line. Why is it moving? You got a moving stump down there?
Yeah, exactly. But the biggest problem I had yesterday is I was sharpening a knife. You know how you hit it on the steel to smooth it out? Boy, I hit right on the end of my thumb. So I had a Band-Aid on it. And, of course, as the day went on, you have a Band-Aid to shred. Uh-huh. Well, that sucker would shred up, and every time I'd start winding, that thread would get hung in the level line, or the string when it was pulling in on your reel. Sit there in like a little backlash, get my dadgum Band-Aid out of the reel. So, oh, well. Yeah, I've never had that problem before, so that was a new one.
Well, I've worked never had it out. That happen.
Yeah. Well, it's really dumb, but all I had to do was reach out and get the scissors and trim it off, but didn't have time.
Well, that's a good thing when you don't have time. You're busy doing
that's true.
Like catching fish.
That's right. But, yeah, time. The water was clear. It was in good shape. They're keeping that water pretty full, so I guess they're expecting this summer to not get cooler. So, but we'll probably have a cool front around.
I can almost guarantee that it's not going to get any cooler this summer. We ain't even got there yet. Wait till August and September, man.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, everybody's tired of the heat, and it just makes it worse.
Yeah. Well, our reports in August may be slim. We have to just figure out where they're hiding at in the shade. And, of course, there's not much shade on this lake, so you can't just pull up to a bank and get in the shade of an overhanging tree. So it's pretty slim as far as those kind of trees.
Right.
Yeah, anyway, that's kind of what's going on. And,
all right.
And I won't hear if I get, talk to you next Friday.
That's it. Don't skip a week.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's probably been a while. Every once in a while, we'll have a phone issue up here. About the only thing that'll keep us from talking.
Right. Well, I'll talk to you when you get back. Y'all go enjoy your time, have some fun. We're not getting any younger. Do it, man.
We're doing our 56th anniversary too during this day.
Awesome.
Kill two birds with one stone. Get them break and that too.
Heck yeah, man. Right, Bob, well, hey, somebody wants to come up to Fayette County and fish with you, give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
The Facebook and 281-460-9200. Y'all have a great weekend coming up and a great day.
We will, and you do the same. Y'all have fun.
All right.
Kids, later. Be careful. All right. All right, that's Bob Green at Fayette County. Well, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's currently going on. It's going to run all summer long through Labor Day, and it's brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. You can take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. They have 120 tagged redfish released and inshore Texas water swimming around waiting to be caught, so get signed up before you go. It's really heartbreaking when you catch one of these tagged fish and you're not entered. You can also offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Just go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, sign up today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It's 4:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Matagorda way now, and let's check in with our good friend, Captain Tommy Alexander. Tommy boy, what's up, man?
What's up, Mickey?
Not a lot, brother. We are. We're up.
We're up. Yeah, we're up. Always up. Wind's up. Everything's up.
Well, I wish I had better news on the weather for you, but it's we're still in that rut, brother.
I know. We just can't get out of it.
No. Just got to roll with it.
Man. And it's funny. I mean, obviously, we know it blows more on the coast, but, man, it's been a real dramatic difference this year. Between the lake and the coast.
Yeah.
I mean, every day the lake gets like five. Well, there's been some windy days, but don't get me wrong. But most of the time, 99% of the time, you pop up on your weather, I'll pop up the lake, it'll be blowing five. Pop up Matagorda, it's 25. Yeah. I mean, it's like every day it's 20 in Matagorda and it's four at the lake.
I know. That's it's amazing.
It's just never, it's just always, you know, quadruple just about this year.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just amazing how I can just blow 20 every day, and then you go to the lakes and it's five. I don't know. But I'm sure it's coming. It's got to stop sometime.
It will. I can't tell you when. My June 6th prediction was a joke.
I was going to say, June 6th didn't work.
No, it worked last year, but it didn't this year, man.
I know. I wanted it to work. I wanted it to.
It's just fishing. It's fishing.
So I've been everywhere this week. Been on the lake a couple days. Had a good day and a slow day there.
What lake did you fish?
I fished Fayette. I went up there.
Fayette, yeah.
Yeah, we were up there. And one day was slow, one day was good. The one day that was really windy was slow.
Right.
That one day, same one Bob was talking about, it blew hard up there that day.
Right.
And that's, you know, it might blow hard randomly on the lake, but then it quits. It doesn't just do it every day. You know, you got one day, it blows hard, and then the next day it's back to five. I don't know.
That was the hardest thing to convince clients. You know, I'd get up extra early to, you know, I'd talk to them the night before and say, hey, man, we may get some wind tomorrow, so I'll call you in the morning and let you know whether to come down or not. And they'd live, you know, way up north of town. And, well, it's dead calm here at the house. I said, check your Galveston weather, and that'll give you an idea of what it's blowing down here. You know, and if they wouldn't wait, I'd just tell them, hey, we'll reschedule. It's hard to boat fish out of that up here in 20, 25-mile-an-hour winds, man. I mean, you can do it, but, I mean, it's so much better when it's calmer because you can do so many different things and really catch a lot of fish.
I have people all the time that'll show up. And I say, man, it's been dead calm at my house every day. Get down there and it's blowing 20.
Welcome to the coast.
Yep, it's definitely different. So, I don't know. I mean, I've heard a few people that caught them waiting this week for sure.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to do when it's like this. Yeah. You got to hit the shorelines, man.
A couple good waiting reports.
Right.
We'll see. I'm fishing out of the boat most of the next, all the way on next Saturday. I'm pretty much fishing in the boat, so.
Well, everybody, this time of year, that's when you book all your boat trips, and, you know, summertime, it's usually calm and good.
Yeah, I don't know. And, you know, everybody says it'll get hot, and it's already hot. Even with the wind, it's hot. But, when it does get calm, it does get hot, but I'll take that. You can get out there early, you can catch your fish, and you can be done early. You know, and then it gets hot and you get off the water. At least it's calm and you can catch fish.
Yeah. Now you can
when it's blowing,
fire the old boat up and take a cool down ride and find another school.
Yeah, I'll take that any day.
Sure.
At least you can catch fish and the water looks good.
Well, it just makes it better when you can go anywhere you want to.
Yeah.
Look for new stuff.
I heard we got a big redfish tournament going on over here today and tomorrow.
One is it? It's a man. There's so many of them. I can't keep up with them, but there is one. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big one. Someone said today and tomorrow.
Is it going to be out of Matagorda or Port O'Connor? Matagorda.
I heard Matagorda, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure they won't be. They won't be in any of the same spots I am, probably.
So what are you mostly just fishing out of the boat? You're fishing shell anywhere from 3 to 6 feet and soft plastics or what?
Exactly. We're looking for shell in 4 or 5 foot is what what I like.
Well, that's why I said 3 to 6. That ought to cover it, and especially in East Bay.
that covers the whole thing.
Right.
But, you know, I like the deeper shell, really, this time of year. But, you know, the wind,
right.
Sometimes you got to get the shallower shell because that wind's blowing so hard you can't do the deeper shell.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's clear and perfect, I mean, I like to throw tails. That's my main deal. But, well, we're throwing gulps and corks and lots of popping corks in that muddy water.
You tried those new gulp shrimps that they have out now, the turbo shrimp and that other one with a little twiddle tail on it? Have you tried those yet?
I've seen it. No, I haven't. I've heard about it, and I've seen it. I've not tried it yet.
I've been hearing good things with those. I mean, even just fishing them freestyle with a jig head, they're working real good. So I can imagine they probably really work good under a popping cork.
Yeah. I need to try them. you know, I've just been using this regular old shrimp. But and I mean, we do a lot of things under a cork too. It's not just a gulp. I mean, we put Little John's under on.
Right.
Those work. There's days they eat that up, and voodoo shrimp and DOA even.
DOA, I mean, yeah.
We've tried it. Yeah, I mean, we've done it all, and there's nothing. I'm not just married to any of it. You know, I'll try, because some days some work better than others. So
sure.
I try a little bit of all of it.
Any favorite colors of those you're using?
More often than not, a white gulp is white. The best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a white gulp. You know, that seems to be the... Now, Little John's, it's different. I'll throw a purple.
Oh, yeah.
Or that bone. I like that bone color, creamy bone with the gold in it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what the name of that one is, but that one works real good, too, under cork.
You know, I like that, as far as a white, you know, bait, that Bass Assassin color they have now with a flake in it called fried chicken. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
I caught some pretty good fish with Cliff down there on that bait.
If I'm throwing just a straight tail without a cork, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, there's like the coastal brew one. They've got one called the pothole pimp color.
That one's good. Everybody's heard about the pothole pimp.
Yeah, that one worked really good.
Good name.
Yeah, it's a good bait. It's a good color.
Mm-hmm.
I've caught a lot of fish on it, and then
right.
And then when I go to my paddle tails, I like that little burner shad, down south burner shad.
Uh huh.
Man, that little burner shad, it's got a great wiggle. That tail on that thing. It really does. It's got a pretty heck of a wiggle on that small down south.
Right.
And I'll throw that a lot, too. Just got a good... You can just reel that thing straight in, and it looks really good in the water.
Well, that makes it easy on not-so-experienced clients where they can chunk and wind.
That's right. And then the popping cork's pretty easy for them.
Yeah.
But the only thing with the popping cork, you'd be amazed. I get so many people, and they wait to fill it. If they don't fill it, they don't jerk. You have to tell them if it goes under to jerk.
They don't concentrate on watching that cork.
No, because I'll say, man, you're under. And they're like, what? I didn't feel nothing. Man, you were under.
Well, if you want to feel them, take slack out of your line, man.
Yeah, or they could come at you. You know, a lot of times they'll come at you and you won't feel nothing. So you got to get once you get people down with a cork where they're really watching it and it goes down, they reel down and set the hook, then you got them going.
All right.
But that seems the best. With this muddy water that we keep having, it's hard to beat the popping cork deal.
Rattle them up, man. Bring them up.
You figure out how deep they are. If they're 3 foot down there or whatever, you get your leader, set 3 foot, and get them popping on it. That's your best bet.
Got you. All right, buddy. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come down to Matagorda and fish with you, Tommy, give them some info how they can reach you.
Yes, sir. Facebook's Tommy Alexander. Best way is always the phone. Text me, leave a message, 979-709-8242.
All right, buddy. Well, good luck today.
We're going to try.
All right, man. Be safe out there. See you, bud.
All right. Later, man.
All right. All right, now let's run down south to South Padre. Check in with our good friend Captain Brian Barrera, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Brian. What's up? And nothing.
Morning, sir. How are you doing today?
There he is. We got you.
Sorry, I'm just kind of bouncing around in service here at my place. Don't get the best of service in here. How y'all doing?
All right. What's up, man?
Oh, not much. Just another fish-loving week, you know, getting after them and chasing fish, you know, dodging a little bit of storms this week. But it's all right. Today seems like today and tomorrow are going to be the real rainy days, so... We're going to head out and try it in the morning. We're probably going to get blown off the water a little early, but you know, the guys made the long drive all the way from Houston, so we can give it a shot. Looks like it's going to be rainy, but
there's a lot of rain below you, you know, in that in Mexico, kind of circulating out of the Gulf, moving inland a little bit, and looks like, you know, you'll just get a stray shower here and there, maybe. It looks all right.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll attract the storms. They'll start to hover over me.
Oh, yeah.
but we'll survive. But we're going to go out and try to get on some redfish and trout and see how it goes. Just your classic deal, popping some corks, throwing some jigs around, and see if we can get on some fish. You might throw some cut bait. I'm not sure. I'll bring some just in case, but I'm not sure how the clients are. So,
what do you use for cut bait?
Cut ballyhoo for the redfish.
Ballyhoo, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just drifting with cut ballyhoo whenever we got redfish. If I can catch a skipjack while we're trout fishing, then that'll work best. The redfish will go crazy over a fresh cut up skipjack.
Right.
Kind of just drifting with like a power drop shot rig, you know, like a drop shot style rig with 30-pound leader.
Right. No cork or nothing, just drop shot.
No cork, just they call it tight line in the bottom, kind of, or humping ballyhoo. So you get sideways, start drifting, just bombing as far as you can or to the furthest pothole you see, and then just keep the line tight as you reel it in. As you, like, reel in the slack as you drift towards it. You don't want to be pulling it in towards you because you just bury it in the grass.
Sure.
Just going real slow, just the same speed that you're drifting until you catch up to it, and that's kind of the way we do that.
Leave it in the pothole.
Yep. We did all kinds of stuff this week. I was in the bay. I was in the thing. I actually had my first two fly fishing trips I've ever ran. I had a guy come, and we did a little bit of mixture. It was like spinning reel stuff and fly stuff. He's a friend of mine. He really likes to throw the fly rod, so I didn't mind it. You know, I usually don't do it because I'm not good at it, you know.
Right.
I don't know anything about it, and I like to give people a fair shot, you know, doing what they like to do. But he wanted to do it anyway, so we actually did pretty good. We got, on the first day, I think we got nice snook, nice mangrove snapper, jumped a couple tarpon. And then day two on it, I think we were three for five on tarpon on the fly rod.
Cool.
And another snook, and then some nice mangrove snappers and some jack crevalle.
But that switched was on the fly rod.
It looked like it. It looked like it to me. And then we switched over and threw a little spitting rods out there, got some big mangroves and stuff like that. So it was a blast. Two good days of fishing on the fly rod. We survived. I didn't get hooked. And my client had a successful 2 days, so that was all right.
How'd you catch those mangroves on the spinners? Topwaters?
Topwaters and big live baits, yep.
Yeah.
And, we were actually, at one point, I'd throw the topwater, and I'd get a big old group of mangrove snappers would come out from underneath this big ship corner of a ship and just start, like, chasing my topwater out. We hit him with the old bait and switch offshore style. I'd reel it in extra fast. He'd throw his fly out there.
Oh, that's cool.
And on their way back into the ship, they'd see his fly and whack it, you know. It was pretty neat because, the fly doesn't make much noise, but that big, loud topwater will call them out from, you know, 10 feet, 8, 10 feet down.
Yeah. Then you lay that little fly in there on them streamer or whatever, and, boy, they just
hit them with
up.
The old bait and switch like you were in, like you're down south catching sailfish or something, you know?
Right.
The old Guatemala bait and switch, you know? But, I had two guys, let me see, I guess it was Tuesday, Wednesday, I think it was, two brothers, and the fishing was really good, too. Fishing was really good there, you know, so I did all right. I mean, we lost a lot of fish those days, but it wasn't epic, but we lost a lot of fish, you know, had some really good topwater action, just nothing too crazy, you know. Went and did all the bay stuff. Like, we caught some nice big drum. We caught some speckled trout underneath birds. You know, there's been a lot of trout underneath birds. Usually it's gaff top city for me, though, but
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks, it's been pretty good. We've been catching a lot of, 16, 17 inch trout underneath there. I had a young kid. I'm not sure if I mentioned it last week on the show. It was last week. Caught a nice 27 inch trout underneath some birds.
Oh man.
It's been good, and like I said, it is. I mean, it's kind of the story of the deal. It is unseasonably windy and kind of chocolatey, but we're just dealing with it. We'll catch them in the chocolate. It'll be all right.
That's what we're dealing with up here. We got a lot of fresh water, all spread all over the bay system, just on top, with the wind mixing in with it. It makes it, off-color pretty bad, but plenty of fish to catch. Still catching them in that dirty water, so.
Yeah, they're in there. We're still catching them in that dirty water. That's usually a thing this time of year until the wind calms down. They'll start making their ways out into the shallows and stuff like that a little more. They're either pretty deep and in the chocolate, or they're like really shallow, like belly crawling. That's what I've been, hearing. I mean, I haven't been in the belly crawling type water, but my friends who are fly fishing and wading the shorelines and stuff said that there's like not much in between. They're either really shallow, like doing redfish stuff, or they're in that deep stuff where we've been catching them.
Right. Well, that'll work. Cool. All right, man. Well, hey, somebody wants to come down to South Padre and hang out for a few days and do some fishing too while they're there, how do they get hold of you, Brian?
Sure. Direct call would be the quickest, or text area code 956-755-9413. Or you can visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Well, Brian, have a good weekend. Hope the weather holds for you. You can get in it, get out between storms and all that. I know it's...
Thank you, sir.
You're looking at it. All right, buddy. See you now. All right. That's Captain Brian Barrera down in South Padre. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Thank you. Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.